Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Minnesota Milk Producers Association Executive Director Lucas Shostrom. Tell us a little bit about your guys' thoughts on the Ag Omnibus Bill in Minnesota and as that went through conference committee here this weekend, things that pertain to dairy and the items you guys were keeping track of and how those turned out.
Yeah, Whitney, thank you. I think we're excited to see this come to the end and a pretty good looking agriculture bill. If we were dictators, we might do things different, but considering everything up against us, including a relatively small amount of money compared to the general Minnesota budget, which has always been the case for agriculture, and not getting too much extra money in this surplus year, we're very happy. We have the DAIRI, which is rebates for the dairy margin coverage program. That was kind of our main item. We were looking at the beginning of session at soil health and other things, just making sure that our forage got credit in this high tense environment around climate. But when it came down to it, the big ticket item, the one that cost the most, was the DAIRI. And we're excited to have $4 million in that. We believe that'll be about 10 cents per hundredweight if it continues to move through for everybody producing up to 5 million pounds in Minnesota. So dairy farmers producing up to 5 million pounds that sign up for the dairy margin coverage program should get a piece of that at about 10 cents a hundredweight. And they become ineligible at about 24 million pounds. So that we were pleased to see. And there's lots of other things we were watching that are less impactful to dairy farmers probably than the hopeful DMC incentive, but still important.
And what's the history behind that? Has that been a program that Minnesota dairies have been able to use in the past as well?
Yeah, once before. So honestly, in 2018, 2019, we had a really rough 2019, and we had barns collapsing due to the weight of snow all around Minnesota. And the legislature reached out to us and said, what can we do for dairy farmers? And we said, let's insure them long term. And it worked. We most years signed up at a rate 5 to 15% or better than our surrounding states. 5% might not seem like much, but that's in Minnesota, 100, maybe 200 farms, depending on which year, that signed up for the program that wouldn't have otherwise. And those other farms that signed up got an incentive to sign up for the five-year dairy margin coverage program. That dropped their rate on what it cost and kept them protected that whole time. So it's only been offered once before, but it really lasted for the life of the farm bill because those farmers were signed up for the five-year DMC, and we've got another farm bill up now, as you know, and so it's the perfect time with Minnesota surplus to ask again, and we are hopeful as it moves through here again that we incentivize Minnesota to lead the nation in signups amongst dairy states that can do so.
And as you said, farm bill year, what are some of the big ticket items then with that you guys are focused on?
Yeah, we focus most of our time on St. Paul. We do have some federal policies, and we work with Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative to kind of give our voice and input to the Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative team. I serve on both of those teams. And so at the federal level, I mean, we've really been looking at what we can do with federal milk marketing reform. We've been watching that and just seeing where it goes so that we make sure we have the best milk market set up for 20 years from now. We don't want to make quick changes just to make quick changes and correct something now. We want the best price discovery we can for years to come. And then also dairy margin coverage, sustaining that. Obviously, we've got the state program that fulfills that need. And the dairy revenue protection and other crop insurance items, we like where they're at. You can always improve them and tweak them some. But we just want to make sure that dairy has a nice, usable safety net that's not going to promise anyone a profit by any means, but it's going to protect us in the worst times.
And going back to the Minnesota program there, did you guys have any particular goals for that in mind, a particular ask? How did that turn out in comparison?
Yeah, we did, and we're still looking. We don't. The session's not over. We did ask originally for $10 million, and there is opportunity for that to come forward if not all the cash is used at the state level for some of the projects they're working on. But I think the opportunity for that door is really closing fast. Not to put too many metaphors together, but they're really. Finding ways to spend cash fast there in St. Paul, I think. And we'd really love some of that to come back to dairy farmers. We're a $9 billion industry. We pay $1 billion in state and local taxes each year. And so we thought that asking for $10 million relatively was not too much, but it's not tradition to do these sorts of things. As I said, we've only done it once before. So we're very thankful for the $4 million allocated here. And that'll be divided amongst dairy farmers who sign up when that comes later this fall or early next year.
Any other news for Minnesota Milk Producers Association we should be aware of before we let you go?
Well, we're excited to see the soil health grants continue. Those started last year as a pilot, and we're going to continue forward. And obviously, dairy using manure, using multi-year crops like alfalfa, forage, pasture, really fit well with soil health. So we hope dairy farmers take advantage of those grants. And then we've got our membership picnics coming up. We've got a May 18th membership picnic in Morris. We'll have a July picnic in the Perham area, along with our golf outing, and then an August picnic probably somewhere near Le Sueur or Montgomery. So people can look for those, and we hope to see you out at events this summer talking policy and talking dairy policy.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to give us the update here again. Minnesota Milk Producers Association Executive Director Lucas Shostrom here on the Red River Farm Network.
Thank you.